Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then, you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Wisdom, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, when you see word therefore, you always look back to see what they're talking about. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Therefore, do not be unwise. What's wise? Wise is knowing what the will of the Lord is. Well, how can we know what the will of the Lord is? There are people out there that, well, who can know God's will? Like, come on, God's sovereign. You can't know God's will. God's saying, look, if you don't understand what my will is, you're unwise. So if God says that you're unwise, if you don't understand, he must be giving you the ability to understand. It says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, in another part of Ephesians. It says in Romans 12, 2, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you can prove what the good and pleasing and perfect will is of God. He's telling you that you can actually prove what God's will is. And here it's saying, don't be unwise, but understand. And right before that, it says, redeem the time because the days are evil. You're a steward of time. Being a steward of time is understanding what God's will is and living by it and abiding by it. An easy way to understand what the will of God is. Jesus didn't come down from heaven to do his will, but he came down to do the will of him who sent him. Right? So everything that Jesus did was exactly what the Father would do. In Colossians 1:15, it says that Jesus was the visible image of the invisible God. Right? In Hebrews 1:3, it says that Jesus is the express image.